chapter 4, Mishnah 4, Avzaka Bebeto Bekdusha Bekesef Beshtar Rabia. So father has jurisdiction over his daughter, his minor daughter. So, I mean, Kachi brings either a minor daughter or a Naira, which is between 12 and 12 and a half. So for that kind of daughter, the father can marry her off, we said. He can marry her off either with money or with a document, or he can give her over to the man for betrothal with through relations. In any way, he has permission, he has like... He can do that. He has that right. V'zakav mitziyasav masi yadeha v'harat nadareha makabel... Oh, sorry. Okay. So, and he has... He also gets anything she finds belongs to the father. In other words, any... She's walking along, she finds anything that's his. And any work that she does, any pay that she gets, that's also his. He has that... he can get that money. And also, he can annul her vows. A minor daughter like that, the father also has jurisdiction to annul her vows, and we'll see that in detail when we get to Nadarim. A makabel es geta, and he can also receive a get. Now, the Kachi explains what he's talking about is remember the two steps of marriage. You had the kiddushin or erusin, and then later you had nisuin. So after the first step, kiddushin or erusin, he can receive a get after that step. But once they've completed the second step, then even if she's still a minor, we said he goes out completely from her. So if she's your husband takes over, and then and then if her husband wants to divorce her, then she like becomes emancipatory. We said yes, that was a word Ellen used. She becomes like free. No, so she doesn't revert back to father. So this get we're talking about, she has only a get after the first stage, not a get after the second stage. But he doesn't eat from the fruit in her lifetime. In other words, usufruct. If she gets an inheritance that goes to her from, Kati says, for example, from her mother's side, from like a maternal grandfather, example he brings, so the father doesn't benefit from any produce that before inheritance at any time. He doesn't get that inheritance. This is just talking about her father. It's not talking about her husband. So he doesn't get he doesn't get the usufruct at that time. Nisais, if she then gets married, this mana, yeser lava baal she'ochel peris b'chayeh. So now the husband. Now we get onto the husband, Jack. So now the husband gets the usufruct in her last time. That's like one aspect in which the husband gets even more rights than the father. He gets the usufruct in that kind of property, like from a maternal grandfather.
Can she keep the reward then?
So
from
when
her husband, she can eat, or does he get the reward?
No, he gets it. But, she keeps like the capital, let's say, but he gets the fruit. So the husband has to support her. And also he has to ransom her if she's captured. That's one of the obligations the husband has. And also for her burial, he has the obligation to bury her if she should pass away. He says even the poorest person in Israel should not have less than two flutes and a wailing woman. In other words, what does that mean? There was a custom in that day when someone was buried that they would hire professional wailers, and they would also hire people who to play the flute. And the Mishnah is saying this is the minimum obligation that the husband has, and he has to hire at least for her funeral. He has to hire at least two flutes and a wailing woman.